You are listening to Free Radio Olympia. Here at the Thunderbolt, I tend to cover a lot of controversial topics from controversial points of view. And therefore, some of the other folks that work with this radio station always appreciate it when I point out that while they may agree with the views expressed on this program, they also very well may not. And in either case, they are in no way responsible for that content. Therefore, if my show makes you want to start hurling blunt objects at people, then make sure you choose the correct target, which in this case would be me, not them. And now, on with the show! Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day, you turned on your radio, and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids. The Thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee!
Darth Vader knew he could catch Luke in a deadly trap if he used the right bait, Han and Leia. From all over the galaxy, Vader summoned bounty hunters.
I'm offering a generous reward for finding Solo and the princess. After I have Skywalker, you may have Solo. I'm told he has a handsome price on his head. This could be a very profitable undertaking for you, gentlemen.
Hey, kids! Welcome to the Thunderbolt for June 5th, 2020. Continuing with the Thunderbolt semi-custom of beginning each week's show with shocking and important news, I will begin this week covering shocking and important news in the battle against COVID-19. Yes, kids, it would seem that a man in Spain violated at least the spirit and possibly the letter of Spanish law by taking his pet goldfish out in public for walks. Now, while this gentleman did not provide his goldfish with a bicycle, he did construct an elaborate aquatic perambulator to house his fishy friend so they could perambulate about the neighborhood together. For you see, one of the exceptions to the social distancing procedures adopted in Spain was that people are allowed to walk their pets. And thus, people
being what they are, Spanish citizens began exploring a variety of imaginative and sometimes outrageous attempts to utilize this loophole in order to get around Spain's stay-at-home orders. People have been caught walking mechanical dogs. Officials have discovered people dressed in full-body animal costumes. And one woman was found walking around inside a Zorb ball, which is evidently some sort of inflatable ball that encompasses the entire body. Therefore, this gentleman, placing a small aquarium on wheels and then wheeling his pet goldfish down the sidewalk, was not all that much of a stretch. And the man was sighted. After all, on its face, this would seem like an obvious attempt at circumventing social distancing regulations, right? It would appear to be an open and shut case of flouting the law and unnecessarily endangering the public, right? Well, as it so often happens, initial impressions can be deceiving. It so happens, in fact, that the goldfish walker was completely legitimate. It so happens, in fact, that former sheet metal worker Mike Warren Madden has actually been walking his pet goldfish for many years. Mike Warren Madden, in fact, spent thousands of hours designing his aquatic perambulator because he wanted to provide his goldfish with a wider view of the world than that provided by Mr. Warren Madden's living room. Raising a worldly goldfish? I've heard of crazier things. And meanwhile, in other important news, U.S. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Michigan and Washington State's own Pramila Jayapal have introduced legislation to create what amounts to a temporary UBI, or Universal Basic Income. Now, if approved, this ABC Act would provide $2,000 per month to each eligible individual during the payment period, and $1,000 per month to each eligible individual for a year after the period ends. In addition to that, Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota has dropped a bill to compensate independent landlords for their losses, so that the Wall Street banksters don't end up consuming all of them as well. And in a piece of local news, Olympia City Councilwoman Renata Rollins has joined the rent strike, and she is refusing to pay her rent. She has published an open letter to the community concerning that action. You can find Renata Rollins' letter at medium.com/ at Renata Rollins. Yes, looks like an example of that old Thunderbolt adage. When we start leading, the leaders start following.
Hi, I'm Kelly Ann, the blonde you love to hate, with the best news since faith-based reality. Now the internet can be on your side, thanks to AlternativeFacts.com. Imagine an alternative answer to any question, a way to free yourself and your family and friends from the tyranny of Google and Wikipedia. Our patented Alternative Facts Generator engine harnesses cutting-edge artificial intelligence technology to produce believable, fact-related answers to your questions. Any question, anytime, 24/7. But here's the key to why AlternativeFacts.com will change your life. Through what our data mining system already knows about you, the answers are personalized to you and what you already believe and know. No more embarrassment in front of friends, family, or employers.
Wow, your phone says game 5. All right, dude, drinks on the house.
Huh, this says they skipped a leap year. I'm sorry I doubted you, honey. For any device, for your entire connected world, AlternativeFacts.com connects you to the answers you want. Designed by top professionals in the field, AlternativeFacts.com doesn't look like some scuzzy fake news site because it isn't one. It's the same alternative fact generator engine used by top professionals, and now their secret is yours too. But don't take my word for it, even though I'm being paid to not lie to you. Try AlternativeFacts.com on a free 10-day trial. We're so sure you'll want to subscribe after those 10 days, we'll already sign you up. What have you got to lose? Except self-doubt. AlternativeFacts.com. Our truth will set you free.
Luke's fighter landed on the murky swamp planet of Dagobah.
Ben Kenobi said I'd find Yoda, the Jedi Master, here. But this place gives me the creeps.
So I once saw a video showing a monkey on a dam somewhere in Asia receiving a shock from an electrical circuit that seemed to kill it. However, another monkey that was on the scene then started speaking and backing and throwing the seemingly dead monkey around as if the second monkey was in the middle of an insane temper tantrum. Now, several times during this frenzy, the second monkey actually immersed the dead monkey in water for several seconds, as if trying to drown it. It looked for all the world like that second monkey was beating and abusing a dead body. Until suddenly, the seemingly dead monkey came back to life, whereupon the second monkey immediately backed off. The first monkey was somewhat groggy and obviously disoriented for a moment, but then he seemed to recover and fairly quickly moved on. Well, I would suggest that our coronavirus pandemic provides us with an opportunity to apply this anti-shock doctrine to our economy. It needs to be shocked, then beaten, then nearly drowned. And then maybe it will come back to life.
So, under Yoda's instruction, Luke learned to use the Force for good.
But can we trust this friend of yours?
No, but he has no love for the Empire.
Suddenly, Imperial stormtroopers surrounded them. Sorry, old buddy. At that same moment, as Luke was training, a frightening vision formed in his mind. He saw his friends imprisoned on Cloud City.
I must go to them.
Only a Jedi can defeat Vader. Your future lies with me, for I am your father.
No! It's not true! I'll never join you!
I just listened to an interview of a lady named Deborah Wiles, who has just written a book about the Kent State shootings in 1970. I would recommend listening to all 24 minutes of this interview, and you can do that by Googling the podcast Rising Up with Sonali. S-O-N-A-L-I. But the one part of that interview that I wanted to highlight came when Deborah Wiles revealed that when she interviewed the student participants at Kent State about what they thought when they saw soldiers in formation marching towards them carrying guns, the white kids invariably stated they thought the guns were not loaded. Wow. These protesters were mostly highly educated, upper middle class kids, yet they thought that soldiers would enter a highly volatile situation with unloaded guns. Well, I guess everyone can live in some form of reality bubble that has nothing to do with facts or with reality. The privileged white people gotta take the cake on that score. So here was the situation at Kent State. The governor of Ohio had summoned the soldiers because the Kent State ROTC Center had been bombed, presumably by anti-war protesters. And as soon as the soldiers arrived, the wrath of the students had instantly shifted from protesting the war to protesting the soldiers. And for 3 days, thousands of people had been constantly yelling at the soldiers and throwing shite at them. Sometimes, literally. Now, since many of the guardsmen at Kent had come there straight from suppressing a nearby labor strike, there is also evidence that many of the soldiers had been seriously sleep-deprived upon their arrival at Kent. Anyway, the author did not say this, but I would blame the students' fantasy about the guns not being loaded upon a complete and profound unfamiliarity with guns and with gun culture. So this piece is called Comparative Education, and here's some comparative education for you. I was myself 16 years old at the time of the Kent State shootings, and I was myself way out in the middle of the Mojave Desert getting stoned on whatever drugs I could get my hands on. So I was much stupider and much more naive about most things than those college kids at Kent were. But I also happened to be the beneficiary of 3 years of intensive lessons from my father on how to safely and responsibly handle firearms. Those lessons began when I got my first 22 caliber rifle for my 11th birthday, which was a tradition in my New Deal Democratic family. Therefore, I know that the number one rule in safely and responsibly handling firearms is that you absolutely never point any weapon at anyone unless you are ready, willing, and able to shoot that person. When it comes to gun safety, that is the very first thing you are taught, and that is what is repeatedly hammered into your brain for however long that training lasts. And another thing you learn is that, except for in the direst of emergencies, where bluff is your one and only chance of survival, you absolutely, certainly, never threaten anyone with a weapon that you know to be unloaded, because that will often get you killed quicker than almost anything else you can do. Because when you start brandishing weapons, then other people tend to start shooting first and asking questions later, if then. So here's another example of comparative education. When Deborah Wiles interviewed black student participants at Kent State about whether they thought those weapons were loaded or not, Ms. Wiles said, quote, "They knew better then, just as they know better now." So I have ripped often on this program concerning the phenomenon of unconscious liberal superiority complex. A lot of educated white people always assume they know better than everyone else, no matter what the issue is. A lot of them even believe that they know more about racism than your average undereducated black person does, because even though that black person has lived with that racism in their faces every day of their entire freaking life, that educated white person knows all of the statistics and all of the studies. Yet at the same time, that educated white person doesn't even know that when armed soldiers are marching toward you brandishing weapons, then you need to get the frig out of there as quickly as you possibly can. Since we live in such a heavily armed culture, then I would suggest that classes on safely and responsibly handling firearms should be offered in the schools, even for children of people who never planned to actually handle firearms, simply because it is good to know those things in an armed culture, whether or not you are yourself armed. Academic educations are invaluable, and I would suggest that everyone get one. People need to understand, though, that academia has next to nothing about the most important thing in life. And when it comes to the subject of cops and guns, African Americans, both then and now, know much more on that particular subject than white kids do. Again, while educated white people have no monopoly upon always assuming that they know better than everyone else, even in cases where actually they know jack all. They just seem to have taken that attribute to an entirely new level.
Your prophets are living in the frigging streets. You should dismount your high horse sometime and go search them out.
Luke and Leia watched the Millennium Falcon launch away.
Take care, my friends. And may the Force be with you.
And the Thunderbolt will be launching again after a quick station break. Welcome back to the Thunderbolt. Keep in mind the views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, nor anyone associated with this radio station. So let's do this. All right. Welcome back. Once again, it is time for the Thunderbolt to take note of some rich irony. For you see, a few weeks ago, I had to eat crow after publishing a story in the Thunderbolt newsletter about COVID-19 being an escapee from a Chinese bioweapons lab. I did this based upon a single source without supporting evidence. And I did this based upon a flawed assumption. Well, guess what the newest right-wing conspiracy theory is? And if you guessed that they are saying COVID-19 is an escapee from a Chinese bioweapons lab, you win the booby prize. And with further irony, after my conjecture that COVID-19 was an escapee from a Chinese lab, it turns out that there is circumstantial evidence indicating that SARS, if not COVID-19, may actually have been manufactured in a Western bioweapons lab, and that it was then intentionally unleashed upon China. And it so happens that COVID-19 is closely related to SARS. According to virologist Dr. Alan Cantwell, the genetic engineering of coronaviruses has been occurring in both medical and military labs for decades. He wrote that when he searched in PubMed for the phrase coronavirus genetic engineering, he was referred to 107 scientific experiments dating back to 1987.
to quote Dr. Cantwell, I quickly confirmed scientists have been genetically engineering animal and human coronaviruses to make disease-producing mutant and recombinant viruses for over a decade. And it's no wonder the WHO scientists identified the SARS coronavirus so quickly. Never emphasized by medical news writers is the fact that for over 40 years, scientists have been jumping species with all sorts of animal and human viruses, and they've been creating chimera viruses, or viruses composed from the viruses of two different species. And this unsupervised research produces dangerous man-made viruses, many of which have potential as bioweapons. Certainly SARS has all of the hallmarks of a bioweapon. And as in prior military experiments, all it might take to spread SARS is an aerosol can. Unquote. Almost immediately upon receiving the genomic sequence of SARS, several Russian scientists suggested a link between SARS and biowarfare. And the final conclusion of both Chinese biochemists was the same, i.e. that SARS virus was genetically engineered in a lab. Their conjecture was ignored in the Western media, of course, even though their conjecture seemed to be confirmed by the fact that while SARS ended up spreading to about 40 countries, the infections in most countries were few and deaths were almost zero. And it was almost exclusively Chinese who were infected. There's also evidence that the virus that wiped out the Chinese pig market a few years back was also engineered. So I guess let's stay tuned for more information on this front. All right. You know, I find it truly ironic that the workers everyone traditionally ignores in the stores and in the restaurants that are often exploited, abused, discriminated against, shat upon, and who have just generally been on the receiving end of the royal shaft for centuries. The same people have suddenly become legally designated as essential workers. And one result of suddenly being touted as essential is that a lot of these workers are realizing their own importance for the first time. Well, they should listen to the Thunderbolt. I've been telling them that they are essential for many years now. I've also been telling everyone how unessential hedge fund managers are. And now that these unessential people are about to steal trillions of dollars, yet once again, as they take everything else that they haven't already taken, then maybe now everyone else will start figuring that out as well. Maybe COVID-19 will ultimately turn out to be a good thing. Yes, it would seem that many of these essential people are no longer just lying down to become sacrificial lambs upon the altar of corporate profits. Their corporate masters evidently still feel that such folks are expendable rather than essential, though. And thus, the corporate looters seem to be showing a blatant disregard for the health and safety and lives of the employees that do the actual work that actually produces all of their profits for them. They are trying to simply carry on with business as usual, in other words. Except this time, the workers are not standing for it. Now that so many of them understand that they are essential, and now that they understand they've actually been essential for this entire time, workers across the country are rising up in massive nationwide wildcat strikes against several of your favorite corporate predators, including especially Amazon. And there are massive pushes to keep essential workers safe, no matter what their job is, or who they are, or what color their skin is. Wow. What a revolutionary idea. There have been massive outbreaks of COVID-19 in meatpacking plants across the country, for instance. One single meatpacking plant in South Dakota is responsible for over half of that state's entire caseload. The Rump responded to that crisis by using one of his special emergency powers to force meatpacking plants to stay open and to force their workers to either show up for work or to lose their unemployment benefits. And doing so without sufficient requirements for safety equipment. Proving that even though they are essential, the machine still views them as disposable nonetheless. In addition, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is pushing to make the meatpacking companies immune to liability if or when their workers begin dying. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is allowing the reopening of things like bowling alleys, cosmetologists, hair designers, nail care artists, and massage parlors, which are all businesses guaranteed to promote the spread of viruses. And note the fact that these are also all businesses mostly patronized by working class people, which in Georgia often mean African American people. And if you don't think that people like Georgia Governor Brian Kemp would not consciously manipulate policy and use a pandemic to kill lots of African Americans, then I'm going to wager that you have not spent much time being around people like Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. Well, I have. Plus, I believe in knowing my enemy, and so I have read books like Mein Kampf and Atlas Shrugged, and I have conducted undercover investigations of virulent racists by being around them and allowing them to carry on with their game without revealing the fact that I was actually on the other side. I was sort of passing, if you will. And during my 6 years in prison, I literally lived with a whole bunch of them for that entire time. And therefore, as a result of my expertise and experience upon the subject of racists, I can guarantee you that people like Georgia Governor Brian Kemp would view something that kills lots of African Americans as if it were manna from heaven. These people's entire identities and their entire raison d'etre are completely dominated by anger and hatred. They remind me of bombs that are about to explode, in fact. These people suck even more than you probably already think that they do. And they are far more dangerous than you probably already think that they are, especially now that they have one of their own in the White House egging them on and enabling them. Such people need to be educated, and those who are uneducable need to be disempowered. We certainly don't need one of them in the White House.
Luke and Leia watch the Millennium Falcon launch away.
Take care, my friends, and may the Force be with you.
And so now, it is time to get to work. Yippee. All right. Get to work indeed. There are major insurrections happening all over the United States right now. And the Thunderbolt definitely strongly encourages everyone to go join in. Taking to the streets is the only thing that brings change, and if you don't think we need to not only change, but in fact to radically alter the very bedrock assumptions of large portions of our culture, then you are deluded and you probably aren't the kind of person that listens to this show anyway. So I'm going to play some music now. This band is called Mama Groove. And I met these folks up in British Columbia in the late 90s playing at this little tiny festival. And they are still making music, though I find their new stuff to be not nearly as edgy as the earlier stuff that I'm about to feature here. And so without further ado, meet Mama Groove.
The Bane of Letting Go of What You Thought You
across the sky, it's love. tell you what is right for you now. To go and be all you want to be, just be sure to let go of the life you've known. Just do it gracefully.
Was Nexus by Mama Guru. And I also feature Mama Guru in the bonus six feature this week. So if you're listening to Chaos or Rainier Avenue Radio, you may want to go to the website and listen to that as well. Meanwhile, we'll see you next week. The Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. Neither the stations that air the Thunderbolt, their sponsors, their members, their underwriters, nor anyone else that has much to do with anything else in any way is responsible for the content of the Thunderbolt. Nor do they necessarily agree with the views expressed on the Thunderbolt. If you have any comments, or if you wish to express an opposing opinion, you should send an email to dana98501@gmail.com. And we will make arrangements. And I hope that you have a day. And you may want to grab a pen or something, because I'm about to give you some information. If you like what you hear here on the Thunderbolt, then the Thunderbolt archives are stored at dana98501.wordpress.com. That's DANA98501, which is the downtown Olympia zip code, .wordpress.com. And if you would like to continue hearing the Thunderbolt, you can contribute to our cause at patreon.com/thethunderbolt. And
thank you very much.